current state on 90.5 WKAR. Many thanks for joining us. Residents of Michigan's Thumb region are looking across Lake Huron with some concern these days. The Canadian utility provider Ontario Power Generation is seeking approval to build an underground nuclear waste disposal site near the town of Kincardine, Ontario. The company, which operates the nearby Bruce Nuclear Generating Station, wants to bury some 7 million cubic feet of nuclear waste in a 70-acre limestone deposit. The company says the plan is safe. However, the proposal is raising red flags in Michigan, where residents and lawmakers are mounting a campaign to stop it. We have two guests with us today to address this. First on the line with us is Mark Smith. He's senior policy manager with the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Regional Center in Ann Arbor. A bit later, we'll check in with Michigan State Senator Phil Pavlo, a Republican who represents the 25th Senate District in the Thumb. First, Mark Smith, welcome to Current State.
Thanks. Good morning.
Again, this site would be near the city of Kincardine, Ontario, which is directly across the lake from the top of the Thumb, northeast of Port Huron. How far would this site be from the nearest Michigan community then?
Well, I think it's, I don't know the approximate miles, but, the one thing about the Great Lakes, you don't need to have the proximity as an issue. We know that this is the largest source of fresh water in the world, and any type of impact to one Great Lake doesn't stay where it is. It will travel because they're all connected. So the fact of the mileage isn't as important as the impact of the resource as a whole. So, it happens to be very close to Michigan, but it also, this is an impact that is Great Lakes basin-wide. So people in Duluth, Chicago, Milwaukee, Buffalo, everywhere across the Great Lakes region should be have a big concern over this proposal.
Because we all share the water, basically.
That's right.
What is your core concern here then? It appears it would be materials leaching into Lake Huron and drifting to Michigan?
Well, there's really a couple things. The first and foremost is simply that this is the largest source of fresh water in the world. People in the region, 30 million people rely upon the Great Lakes for their drinking water. It supports a $7 billion commercial and sport fishery. So not only is this an economic engine for our region, but it's also a part of who we are. And everyone has a Great Lakes story, going to the lake on the weekend or enjoying it as a kid, fishing with their grandfather. There's always a connection with, for the most part, everyone in the region. There's a value base there that people have a sense that we don't want any threat to harm that value. Secondly, from what I understand in this proposal, storing nuclear waste in limestone, I think, has never been done before. And so there's always that risk of not knowing what will happen. And thirdly, the fact is, putting nuclear waste, if we can't put it in the desert in Nevada, why on earth is it a good idea to put it on the shores of the largest freshwater source in the world?
So is there a legitimate scientific disagreement over whether limestone is an appropriate place? You're saying this is the first time this has ever been done that you're aware of?
That's my understanding. The science is unproven whether or not limestone sustainable sealant. I've heard from OPG representatives that the water that they've sampled in the geological deposits deep down underneath where the site would be proposed, they're coming up with water from the Jurassic period. That might be good, but if it hasn't been tested, as far as I know, whether or not it is leach proof. Limestone is not it's more of a porous material, so we're not sure of the impacts, and so that is the number one scientific question that has to be answered so far.
Mark Smith is our guest of the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Regional Center in Ann Arbor. We're discussing a proposal by Ontario Power Generation to bury radioactive waste near the shore of Lake Huron, near the community of Kincardine. Does NWF identify acceptable ways to store nuclear waste, or are you against all nuclear power efforts?
No, we're not against nuclear power. We always have been advocating for a balanced approach towards our energy needs. But in terms of the storage, we're always looking for the most sustainable way to store it. And like I said, all the investments that were put into the Yucca Mountain complex in Nevada, that was not as sustainable as needed. So we're always, and it's not really our position to find places for the company to store it. We just have choices. We all have choices, and we would think that on the face value, storing near the lake and the proximity to the lake and the threat of this through the people and the wildlife and all the things that we value about the Great Lakes is too high of a risk. So I do know that OPG does have other alternatives for storage that is not as close to the lake as they are proposing now.
But just to clarify, Mark, if there were nothing but land between Kincardine and the Thumb region, would you be as concerned as you are? It sounds as if the answer to that would be no.
Well, the Great Lakes Basin is so it's not just the lakes themselves. The basin is what is the big concern. So, and the basin is all the waters that will flow from wherever, miles away from the lake, into the lake themselves. So the Great Lakes Basin encompasses a huge chunk of mileage in Ontario, all of Michigan. So, and it goes down into Ohio, so that the mileage of the basin is pretty large. So any storage within the Great Lakes Basin still it poses a risk to the lakes themselves, because if you think of it as the rivers and streams are the arteries that flow to the heart, which is the lake. So if the facility is put inside the basin itself, it still poses a direct risk to the Great Lakes themselves.
Michigan State Senators Mike Green and Phil Pavlo, and Senator Pavlo will join us momentarily, by the way, are carrying the ball here in Michigan to try to stop this project. They're hosting a town hall meeting next Monday in Sibuang in the Thumb region. What do you make of their effort, and do you support it?
Well, the National Wildlife Federation has been big supporters of what's happening with the Michigan legislature. Senator Pavlo has done an incredible job of raising the awareness of this proposal. And, you know, we have supported his legislation from the day it was introduced, and it's moving forward. We're working with him and the Michigan governor to raise awareness. And also, we're working with other legislators across the Great Lakes Basin wide. As I said, this is an issue that should resonate with other states outside of Michigan. And so we're working with a whole host of decision makers to let them know that this is happening. Because, again, this is an issue that impacts all of the Great Lakes. And the Great Lakes, there's a precedent in terms of a regional a concern over an impact. We have a Great Lakes Compact that all the Great Lakes governors signed on to that helps manage the water, keeps it here in the lakes and prohibits diversions. We have a regional consensus on not allowing oil and gas drilling in the Great Lakes that all the Great Lakes states have agreed to. So there's precedent over regional collaboration to address concerns. And a lot of these things start within a state legislature, like here in Michigan over this OPG and how Senator Pavlov is raising the awareness. So this is kind of following the trend that's not like what's happening in D.C. where there's a lot of partisan bickering. The Great Lakes are really a nonpartisan issue, and when you have a threat to them, you tend to see a lot of good collaboration amongst Republicans and Democrats and from different states working together to solve problems. So I'm not surprised that this is being raised to the level as it is, and I think that now that other states are really aware of this and are concerned about it, we're going to see some hopefully some changes, and hopefully they will not propose to put this facility right on the shores of Lake Huron.
Mark Smith is the Senior Policy Manager with the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Regional Center in Ann Arbor. We'll turn now to Senator Phil Pavlo, the Republican from St. Clair Township. He's been spearheading efforts in the legislature to stop this plan to bury radioactive waste near Lake Huron. Senator Pavlo, welcome back to Current State.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're just great. Thank you. I understand you are asking the Obama administration to step in and act under the International Boundary Waters Treaty. That's a document that goes back more than a century. What would adherence to this treaty enable the U.S. to do?
Well, as we were looking for solutions from the Michigan legislature, our research pointed us in the direction of the Boundary Waters Treaty of 1909, as you mentioned. And in that treaty, there is a mechanism to resolve disputes among not only borders, but our Great Lakes and our natural resources. So we thought that that was the most powerful tool that we had in our belt at the moment. And we passed that through the Michigan legislature, through the Michigan Senate in June, unanimously. And that will call on the President and the Secretary of State, John Kerry, to engage those powers to put an immediate halt to this operation.
Has the administration responded?
They have been transmitted the past resolution, and they have not responded yet. But I will tell you that our congressional delegation, top to bottom, is in support of the direction that we're taking here in the Michigan legislature. So we certainly need that kind of backup and support in Washington, and that's going to be critical to this going forward.
You've actually testified before the Deep Geologic Repository Joint Review Panel in Canada, and you cited a 1986 letter from Canada's then Secretary of State for External Affairs that dealt with a very similar issue. Can you put that 1986 letter into context for us and explain why it's relevant?
Yeah, real simple. Back in 1986, the state of Maine was considering a deep geological reservoir repository, and when the Canadians found out about this, they immediately put together a response and an opposition of it, clearly. And in that report, they stated that there should be no such activity, not only within 25 miles of any Great Lakes basin, it should not be anywhere near a water course or any watershed that could potentially get to the Great Lakes. And so I thought it was fair to point out the hypocrisy of their position in the 80s when it was being studied in the United States versus what they're doing now today, less than a mile from the banks of Lake Huron. And I think that that made an impact on the Joint Review Panel. It was very interesting.
Did they respond then when you brought this up?
No, they didn't respond, but you know, if you were looking at body language and eye contact, there was obviously a physical response to it. The Joint Review Panel is doing the best work that they can from what I could determine in getting all the information. I think that this certainly should resonate very high on the order of magnitude in which considerations should be made. The room was full of a lot of heavy science and technical information. And when I walked out of there after a full day of hearings, I concluded on my own that there are so many unanswered questions, not only about the granite formations and mine shafts and transfer water and all these other issues. There seems to be no agreement whatsoever on the validity of this plan.
You are trying to get another country, though, basically, to change course. This has to be uncommon for a state legislator. This is a state-level action here in Michigan on an international issue. How hopeful are you that you'll have the desired impact here?
Well, it's like Mark Smith mentioned earlier. We're part of a Great Lakes Compact. We've got a mechanism in place to be able to deal with these disputes, and we've got a history of dealing with them. In 2008, I introduced the Great Lakes Water Compact, where we, came together, eight states and two provinces, to conclude on a reasonable way of dealing with our water, discharge and withdrawal. This should rise higher than that in terms of importance. But one of the other things, as I've been talking to the other Great Lakes states and provinces, and I'm urging them to take the same path that Michigan is taking right now. There's also a Senate bill in that package that further restores our ban on low to intermediate level waste in the state of Michigan. And I've been telling folks, we've concluded back in the 80s and 90s that Michigan isn't suitable for any type of long-term disposal. And we urge all of our Great Lakes states to follow that lead. And Senate Bill 948 also goes one step further and eliminates the Class C radioactive waste. So we want to lead by example in Michigan. We need to be the leader in the basin. We want our friends and our other states and provinces to come along. And I think that, just by virtue of over 70 units of government in the thumb alone in the last couple months have passed resolutions opposing the OPG plan, we need critical mass.
State Senator Phil Pavlo is a Republican from St. Clair Township. He represents the state's 25th Senate district. He's also vice chairman of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources, Environment, and the Great Lakes. Thank you, Senator.
Appreciate the time this morning. Have a great afternoon.